Alondra, normally before the show, I ask you if you got the cuts that I emailed. Okay, you got the cuts that I emailed. Good stuff. Yeah. Just make it short. Well, I mean, we already played the sports one, so it's a bit late to ask that question. Anyway, news popping out yesterday. Actually, I mentioned my producer, Alondra. She was the one that brought this one to my attention. John Belton's no longer running for AG. What? John Belton, a district attorney in North Louisiana. You probably know his name from the Ronald Green case. Okay. He dropped out of the attorney general's race yesterday. Grabbing this from Tyler Bridges from over at The Advocate. In a statement, he said he might seek another public service position, but declined to provide specifics either in the statement or in an interview. This statement, everything about this is completely all over the place. All right. Belton's departure leaves an opening for a strong Democratic candidate. More on that in a minute. A political independent who was the first black president of the Louisiana District Attorneys Association, Belton had been expected to win the lion's share of the Democratic vote in a race where all the other candidates are Republican. You got Liz Morrell. You got John Stefanski. You got Marty Maley. All of whom are going to get their base, their faction of the vote. But what's left there is anybody who has a D behind their name signing up and saying, all right, I'm just going to vote party line. That's going to leave you a big chunk. And now that chunk is left empty to decide between Liz Morrell, John Stefanski, and Marty Maley. Belton, by the way, has been the district attorney of Lincoln and Union Parishes since 2015. He's originally from Evangeline Parish, a graduate of McNeese at Southern University Law School. He will remain as a district attorney and doesn't face re-election in 2026. He said another opportunity came up, which is weird to me, because you're going to remain district attorney, but another opportunity came up, but you also say you may seek another public service position. Those three things are opposed to one another. Those three things just do not run together sequentially. If you love being a district attorney and you want to stay being a district attorney, stay being a district attorney. Awesome. That's your mission in life. Do it with all your heart. God bless. If you want to seek another position. If today's just not your time, hey, today's not my time. Now, if there is a third option where another thing has been proposed to you, but you can't go into it right now, don't sell me on the other two. I tell you that story to tell you this story. We get back to the part where Democrats need a candidate in the AG's race. Well, they might have another candidate in the governor's race. Orleans Parish District Attorney Jason Williams says he's considering getting into the governor's race. Clancy DeBose, he's a political commentator down in New Orleans, says he tells Louisiana Radio Network, if Williams is serious, we should know well before qualifying in August if he's to be considered as a formidable candidate.
And by then, in fact, long before then, he should have a committee together with a campaign structure and be raising money.
Now, according to an article in The Advocate, Williams says he's been encouraged by several people to run for governor. Attorney General Jeff Landry has campaign ads blaming the local justice systems for the rise in crime. However, DeBose says it's Williams who's more knowledgeable about this particular subject.
To discuss crime as an issue from the standpoint of someone who's actually fighting crime today. No other candidate in the race is actually in the crime-fighting trenches right now.
We might have to revisit that comment in a minute to bring it back around to the governor's race. But let's move from the governor's race over real quick. Wouldn't it make more sense for Williams to jump in the AG's race now that John Belton is out? Trade in the Lincoln Parish District Attorney for the Orleans Parish District Attorney, and you're almost guaranteed a third of the vote, possibly more. It would make more sense for him to do that. Now, DeBose also says with Sean Wilson being the only Democrat in the race so far, Wilson can't be happy to hear Williams thinking about joining in. He says Wilson needs to boost his name recognition in Orleans Parish.
Williams is very well known and Wilson is not well known. And it pretty much cuts Wilson off in some ways from making a lot of inroads in New Orleans.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, Williams jumping in this race could be exactly what the doctor ordered to get two Republicans in the runoff. Think about it. If you split Wilson's vote in half, you're probably going to end up with a Landry versus Wagasback runoff. Do it, Jason! Hop in! Hop in today! Let's roll! It's 6:30, time for news.
The debt ceiling deal, just one signature away from saving the country from a catastrophic financial default. President Biden said to sign off likely today after Senate lawmakers approved it late last night.
Leaders on both sides of the aisle admit they didn't get everything that they wanted in this deal, but the stakes were just simply too high and time was running out. This now suspends the debt limit for the next 2 years, putting off the next fight until after the presidential election.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Monday's default deadline was threatening Social Security checks, government payrolls, and other critical obligations. New scrutiny against former President Trump. The Fed's now investigating a recording where he admits to keeping a classified document after leaving office. Last night, he told Fox News he did everything right, abiding by the Presidential Records Act of 100%. The drone search continues this morning for three people who may still be in the rubble of a collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. The scene officially shifting from rescue to recovery. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
I'm Jeff Palermo, the Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge Newsroom. Attorney General Jeff Landry has filed a lawsuit against FEMA over the new Risk Rating 2.0 flood insurance pricing policy. Landry says the federal agency's rate increases place many Louisianans at risk of foreclosure. They have asked for open information on how the rates are set, with no response from FEMA.
So after repeatedly asking for transparency and after repeated cries from our congressional delegation, with many Louisianans now facing mass foreclosures and further outward migration, we are going to take action. And we today are going to file suit.
Nine other states have joined Louisiana in this lawsuit. LSU's annual 2023 Louisiana survey shows increasing support to legalize the recreational use of marijuana.
From just about 40% 10 years ago, supporting legal possession of small amounts of marijuana for recreational use. Today it's 70%, so it's climbed quite a bit.
That's the director of the Louisiana survey, Dr. Michael Henderson. Legislation that's been called Louisiana's version of Don't Say Gay Bill heads to the Senate for possible final passage.
I'm astounded at the way this bill has been perceived.
Houghton Representative Dodie Horton says her bill has nothing to do with saying a word.
Has to do with protecting our children while they're in a classroom.
But openly gay Public Service Commissioner Devontae Lewis says the bill is hateful.
Because it singles out students, it singles out parents, it singles out teachers who are different. And it says you cannot be who you are because that's my job as a parent.
In the final days of the session, the bill now heads to the Senate for possible final passage. I'm Brooke Thorington.
The Louisiana Senate has revived a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for transgender youth. The legislation appeared to be dead for the session when the Senate Health and Welfare Committee voted against it, but the full Senate voted yesterday to bring the bill back up, and it will be heard today by the Senate Judiciary A Committee. Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge.
The Shawbills Tire and Auto Service Traffic Center, where you can get up to $220 off the purchase of four eligible BF Goodrich tires. Visit ShawbillsTire.com to learn more.
All green on the map behind me, which means all clear on those roadways. Taking a look at I-10 at the 1012 interchange. Hardly any drivers out there. Very, very light volume on the roadways this morning, and no problem spots either. If you're heading from Bluebonnet to LA1 on I-10 West, an 8-minute drive time is what you can expect. And if you happen to be traveling out of the capital area this morning, no issues in either direction as well. On I-10 West from Baton Rouge to Lafayette, just a 46-minute drive is what you can expect. 45 minutes will get you from Baton Rouge to Kenner on I-10 East. Both ferries are in service.
This traffic report is brought to you by Shawbills Tire and Auto Service Traffic Center, where you can get up to $220 off the purchase of four eligible Michelin tires. Visit ShawbillsTire.com to learn more.
If you or a family member are struggling with substance abuse, you know the most difficult part is getting the conversation started or making a call for help. The West Baton Rouge Museum is featuring inspirational addiction art by Ben Peabody through June 4th. It's a compelling exhibition of striking three-dimensional works showing the effects of addiction and the process of overcoming it, and it's a great way to get the conversation started. Visit westbatonrougemuseum.org and click on exhibits to learn more about Ben Peabody's art and addiction.
If you're looking for a new start on the job, Pipe and Steel Industrial is looking for you. Pipe and Steel Industrial continues to grow their state-of-the-art pipe and structural fabrication facility in Denham Springs, and they're looking for welders and fitters in the Baton Rouge-Geismar area. Pipe and Steel offers competitive pay and a 401k plan in a safe family work environment that maintains a large local workforce. Join their powerful turnaround division, maintenance and small caps division, or their boiler division. Pipe and Steel works for all the majors in the industry. Apply today at pipeandsteelindustrial.com.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping. Always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout, FREE66, and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts. That's FREE66. Again, FREE66.
Let's get a look at that forecast. Here is WBRZ meteorologist Jason Wheat.
Our forecast is on repeat again today. We have nice clear skies to start the day with temperatures dipping into the upper 60s. And by the afternoon hours, we're going to watch those temperatures peak in the low 90s again. Not very many showers expected this afternoon. So if you're heading out to the box for the LSU baseball game, your forecast is looking hot but completely dry. As we head into the weekend, the heat is on repeat with a few spotty showers every afternoon, but no total washouts. I'm meteorologist Jason Weed in the WBRZ Weather Center.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah. 637, Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP. Mornings with Brian Haldane, rolling right along. Time to welcome back David St. Romain, was in with us last week. What's happening, dude?
Well, other than a big lack of sleep.
Hey, you know what? Join the club.
Feeling it, brother.
Join the club. Your actually lack of sleep is kind of connected to mine because we're going in the last week of the legislative session.
Yes, yes.
I want to talk, you are an entertainer, and I want to talk about the crossing those streams, because it's not all business all the time.
Don't cross the streams!
That's kind of the point. But it's not all business all the time,
no.
But I also want to do this while being very, very careful.
Yes, yes.
Not
yes.
To, I mean, it's that well, not no, to...
I think one of the coolest things about during the session is there's a lot of cool little events going on.
Yes.
around the capital city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typically they're invited and I get a call and I get an invite to come out and grab my guitar and show up and
mm-hmm.
entertain our delegates, who, by the way, are working their tails off like 12 to 14 hours a day right now.
No, I know.
People don't realize that one of our senators had to leave the party because I don't want to mention gender or because I don't want to associate who they are, but they had to leave because there was a big meeting going on, a committee meeting that was still happening at 9 p.m. last night.
Yeah.
And so it was, for us to, you know, we need to look back and go, well, they do work really hard, and they don't live in the city. In
most of them, that's correct, yeah.
So they're rolling for like 2 straight months.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sleep.
No, exactly. Which can't be good for decision making. But that's a whole
other topic. I was
looking
at a list of these symptoms.
But no, we're to that point now where, like, just from my text messages,
yeah,
like early in the session, I'll get responses around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yep.
This part of the session, I'll get responses around 11:30, midnight.
Right.
And I'm like, ugh.
I know. But, you know, that's cool.
It's the nature of the beast, though.
Right.
And I totally get it, because when you're going that long for the, you know, they're physically in the building until late. And then even after they're out of the building, they've got to be networking with others at events like ones that you would be at and or you'd be performing at. And it doesn't stop. I got to wonder, though, there's got to be a better way. Like, can we not load this?
Well, I think that's like what we see in D.C. right now with the debt ceiling. I think it's you had the last 400 days to negotiate, and we shoved it all into 1 week.
Right.
Or 2 weeks.
Yeah. So. And does that does that sense of urgency create the desired result? Because I don't know of any other aspect of life where desperation leads to good decisions.
No, and I got to watch always what I say, but I think I think that the desperation forces the hand. It's as simple as that.
Right.
You don't have a
but
choice.
But you're counting on your opposition's desperation
right.
while not counting on your own.
Which means you better have your eggs in all your eggs in a good basket.
It's like in everything's a sports analogy to me, so bear with
it's
me.
It's okay.
Okay. It used to be in basketball, if you were down by 4 or 5 points with about a minute and a half to go, you'd start fouling with like 2 minutes to go.
Right.
Now they don't foul until like the last 30 seconds and it's already too late.
Right.
Now it's like you've pushed this to the point of where you're giving yourself one chance.
Yeah.
One opportunity. That's it. You have one chance. No, I'm not going all Eminem. You have one chance at this.
I love it.
So, but you've narrowed down your field to where you've increased your margin of error.
Right.
Like your margin of error. I should say decrease your margin of error. Because if you miss, you miss.
Yeah, your chances
are
shut.
You have to do this right on this one time. Or like you said, June 5th would roll around. Our nation would default. June 8th would roll around. Sine die. They have to close the session by June 8th.
I love it.
So.
But you know what? They are. We still have another week. And that's.
Oh, yeah.
And they're getting everything done mm-hmm. over there.
Yeah.
A few blocks away. But I did enjoy. So what you were asking me about was the crossing of me being able to entertain. And during the session, I tend to play quite a bit of gathering. Sometimes mm-hmm. they're put on by some of your political action committees. Sometimes they're put on by actual delegates who just want to have a gathering at their office or a party or whatever. And it's one of the coolest things for me because I never considered myself in politics. But now I feel like I'm part of the fabric there.
It's all part of the fabric.
I love it.
I mean, do you like map out your set list for a desired result? No.
I mean, I do look at the age and age group of the room.
I mean, the political makeup of the room. I mean, if they're fighting over the budget, are you like, you know, okay, we're doing, why can't we be friends is up next.
Right. Or there's a song called Chapter 7 in my first album. Mm. Let's turn the page to Chapter 7.
There you go.
So it's like, no, we're not bankrupting the state anytime soon. It's been a great session for me from an entertainment standpoint. I mm-hmm. have really enjoyed it. And I see it's very unique, my positioning of being able to have influence, have someone's ear. Mm-hmm. And so when I do get the moment to speak to our delegate in that gathering, I take advantage of it. I mean, I have my own passions, my own projects, and my own nonprofit, and my own, you know, arts and veterans and all these things that I care about. So I like get these moments. Hey, man, this is my time to push.
If you mentioned veterans,
yep.
which is important. Franklin Foyle's your guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Franklin Foyle's from start to finish. I will swear by him all day long. I love that dude.
Yep.
I love that he has a passion for it, and I love that he executes on it as far as putting together that database to help veterans employ other veterans, the whole networking of, like, y'all understand each other a lot more than I'll ever understand you.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the same thing.
He speaks the language.
Yes.
And that's the deal. And
yeah.
I remember when he was putting that together, I think it was last year or maybe the year before, Betsy was a big part of that. And he came to a VIP dinner for our nonprofit. He's been an awesome advocate for veterans from the get-go mm-hmm. since he got into office. And just ever since I've been able to get to know him, he's helped push any veterans benefits and veterans database and just anything that we can do to support our veterans. But I tell you, there's been a lot of veterans continuous push to support our veterans in our state.
Oh, yeah.
And I do want to tell you, June 13th, I didn't even think about it today, but June 13th, we are having our first alliance meeting here in Baton Rouge called the MACRA meeting, which is all veteran-serving organizations are invited to join us at the American Red Cross on June 13th for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be put on by a small group of us that have come together. It is called the MACRA Alliance, and it is all veteran-serving, non-government, or government also, if you'd like to join us and you work for the government.
So not this coming Tuesday, but the one after.
Yep, and we'll talk about it again next week.
That'll be the full song. We are at 70 degrees in downtown Baton Rouge.
Yeah, don't break the needle there.
You know what? It's going to get hot enough today, David. I'm not giving one more degree.
That's right.
Which is going to bring us around the other part of what we're supposed to talk about today. I know. The other part of what we're supposed to talk about today was a continuation of last week's conversation about fairs and festivals.
Yep.
We'll get to that. But I wanted to wrap up what we were talking about a minute ago. By the way, just as a side note, this is why we started this.
Yep.
Because once you and I get talking, like, who knows where it's going?
Like two ADD chickens.
It's such a minimal prep.
What was I doing?
Peck, peck, peck. It's ADD radio. The way it was meant to be. But we're talking about having a voice.
Yes.
And taking advantage of that voice wherever it is. And, you know, you're finding that it's when you're, you know, behind your guitar and a microphone, and then during a break or after your set or whatever, hey, the party's still going on. I could chat somebody up.
Yep.
It's finding those opportunities is, it's a matter of just swinging the bat when the pitch comes.
That's it.
That's it. And we, I think we have a lot more opportunities than we give ourselves credit for, but it's just easier to bitch.
Well, I think it also is easier to live in fear. So fear and judgment is what we are scared of, right?
Yeah.
So that's why, oh, I don't want to be judged by the... He's going to think I'm stupid. My question's dumb. It doesn't mean anything. But that's crap.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we all... So this is... They work for us. They are... We are their constituents.
Yeah.
They want to hear from us.
Yes.
It's like having funding, but not a program to fill the funding.
I mean,
their job is to hear from you. They want to hear from you. Obviously, they don't want to listen to somebody complain to them all the time, but... If they're complaining, there's a reason.
Well,
and so they need to, they're happy to listen.
Just go through the bills every session.
Yeah.
And you're going to notice a trend or a pattern where a lot of bills feel like they were built off of something very anecdotal.
Yeah.
Something that had to have happened to someone. So they brought it to someone's attention.
Yeah.
Someone else.
He's been on the roads, you know, but he talked about that bill with the two young ladies. And naming it if they
and
do.
Police chases. Cool. Yeah, it's available on demand at talk1073.com if I can plug for just
please
a second.
Please do.
But I've had him on three or four times now. He's been a home run every time.
And that's a reactionary bill.
Exactly.
That's a bill that's going, you know, and I don't use the language correctly. Sorry, folks who do know this stuff. But, we're reacting to a situation and there's going to be very impactful stuff that's going to come from that. I love the app idea. That was such a geofenced app.
Awesome
idea.
Alerting other motorists. Absolutely.
That's technology, using technology to its fullest and being able to, you know, predict and proactively, you know, keep people out of danger. But just, you know, I think going back to it, fear, judgment, you know, even personally, I have my own little self-doubt and self-worth issues. So when I'm standing there and I want to talk to them about, you know, and I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do this. Or I don't know what to say. But the reaction that I normally get is just be you. Just be yourself. Tell me what you actually need.
Yes.
And I will do what I can to help you if it is within my power. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been the consensus across the board every time I speak to one of our delegates or elected officials about, you know, some of the passions that I have or the things that I'm pushing forward. So if obviously emailing, phone calls, those are difficult to know whether or not they're listening or whether or not, but man, they want to hear from you. They want to know.
Absolutely.
So show up for those little things if you can.
Now, some of this is, there's a precursor. Know your basic civics.
Yes.
Know who runs what.
Yes.
Know who you need to hit up.
Don't waste their time.
Right, exactly. Right. I've had, this is the weirdest thing. In the last 2 weeks, I've had three different people message me saying they're having trouble getting a new garbage can. One of these three people said, I've tried to hit up my state senator, and I get no response. I'm like, that's not their job. Contact your council person.
Right. Well, I guess I figure start at the top, and we'll see what happens as it trickles down.
Well, every month we have the Ask the Governor show, right?
Right.
Every month on Ask the Governor, they're like, hey, I got to talk to you about a servitude behind my... Not the governor's gig.
Right.
Call the president. Like, no.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, you know... It's because the poor governor, or not the poor governor, listen to me, the official.
We got about 2 minutes till we're done, and we could pick this up at another time as well, because all summer long this is going to be an issue.
All right. Kid Rock.
all right, I went Eminem, you went Kid Rock. There it is. All summer long.
Caleb.
We
look
talk-
at this. I love it. Senator Kleinpeter's listening. Thank you, buddy.
Awesome stuff. Last week we were talking about Memorial Day and how Bayou Country Superfest made Baton Rouge a location for Memorial Day, and now we're back to having some of the peripheral things. I mean, not to take a shot at the Jump Alive Festival or the Cajun Country Cajunness that was...
That was awesome.
They're both awesome, but they're not tourist draws. Where we're getting into now is the part of our festival season mm-hmm. where there can't be festivals.
Right. It's because it's 400 degrees outside.
Exactly.
So you're either on the river or inside.
Do we just kind of bear it for right now, or is there an alternate solution?
I mean,
if
we had a promoter out there that's interested in getting into the promotions live event business, mm-hmm. we would welcome them to join in a conversation about, you know, investing in live events that could bring tourism to Baton Rouge.
Let's pick this up like when it's peak hotness outside. Yes. And we're looking for
we should do it outside live.
Absolutely. He's David St. Romain. I appreciate a couple minutes, but we'll pick this conversation up again next week.
There's some value in today.
Always. We got